Good afternoon, everybody. This is Humberto De La Rocha, your podcast host. I say podcast because I don't have a title specifically for my podcast. I don't know what I should name my podcast at this moment, but if you guys, towards the end of this episode, want to give me any ideas, give me any ways of thinking creatively to make a title for this podcast of mine, that would be great. And I will, you know, choose the best one and move forward with that. But today's episode is named or titled Double Standards. And I chose double standards because I've come to the realization that there's a lot of people that aren't able to communicate well amongst themselves with their friends or amongst coworkers because they have double standards. So, and because of social media, you know, there's one thing that's been trending lately, and I have that TikTok that I saved in regards to double standards, and I'm going to play that here shortly, but I want to go through the definition of what double standards is, I mean, what it means, and how it's applied in examples, and then I can go forward with the video that has been trending. So, double standards, a rule or principle which is unfairly applied in different ways to different people or groups. So an example was the prolonged consideration of the issue represented a double standard. That's not a very good example, but if you understand what double standards means, then you can put it together. So the video that I found that I want to play for you guys is very interesting because the double standards is very, very obvious here. And it's a two-part video. So one part of it is like 35 seconds long and the other part is like the last 40 seconds of it. But they're two different subjects in which she was using double standards to justify what she was saying and how she felt. So I'm going to play the first part real quick and let you guys listen.
Andrew Tate, like 5'8".
Oh, shit. No, he's like 6'3".
Really?
Yeah. His dick down. That's
what,
like,
the fuck?
He gives such short man energy that, like, I thought he was, like, under 6'3".
Wait, whoa, hold on. What did you just say? It's short man energy. What does that mean?
Like,
are you hating on short
mean.
Men?
Yeah, it was kind of mean. It was, like, a derogatory stance, I guess you could say.
You know what? I'll let it slide as long as you're okay with fat girl energy. Are you okay with fat girl
energy?
I've
done my due diligence in dating a man shorter than me, so I feel like I could say that. That's
if short guy energy is okay, then fat girl energy has to be okay too. Green.
So in that first part of the video, you can see that they're discussing the derogatory statement of short man energy or short guy energy and fat girl energy. And so I'm going to straight up tell you that I agree with both of these parts where the men are giving their opinion. I agree full-heartedly that what they said is correct. So I'm going to dive into why I agree and tell you exactly how I think the way they handled the situation was just like I would handle it or anyone else that has, you know, common sense and is fair and equal to subjects like that. And so with what he said after she said, oh, Andrew Tate is this and he's short man energy or short guy energy. Personally, I don't know Andrew Tate, obviously. I've never interacted with the guy face to face. So I don't know his reactions. I don't know how his personality is. I don't know what he really is outside of his social media platforms that he posts about. And so I don't follow Andrew Tate or his brother. I just know of them. So I can't really say for sure what she says is 100% accurate or 100% inaccurate. But moving forward, when she said that, the guy was like, okay, so if you can say that because your due diligence that you've done and dating shorter men than her, then I should be able to say because, you know, he didn't have to say that he did his due diligence and dating women, you know, bigger than him or whatever. But he made it very clear that the double standards isn't just and fair. And if it's going to be fair, then it has to be said the way he said it. And the way he said it was, if you can say short man energy or short guy energy, then I should be able to say fat girl energy. And it should be that point blank and nothing more. And if you look at the video, which I'll put the link in, I guess there's a description here to put in for the podcast. I will put the link in the description and let you guys, you know, watch the video and give me your commentary on what you think about what I say and what they said. But basically, I agree with him. There shouldn't be, you know, double standard where it comes to saying that she's right and he's wrong. When if she thinks she's right, then he should have an equal amount to say that he's right too and how he responds to that. So going to the second part of this video, it gets more interesting because the subject changes from short guy energy and fat girl energy to something more, I guess, a subject where people feel is more touchy, more sensitive. So I'm going to go ahead and play it. Go ahead and listen, and I'm going to give you my response to what I think is correct, how he responded.
Lantern said, Chase, would you rather smash the hottest trans woman in the world or the oldest woman in the world? The oldest woman in the world, because then I wouldn't be gay.
You really just want me to rip you a fucking new one. I swear to God.
Are you like... What? Chase, yeah. How dare you be transphobic?
Yes, actually. What the fuck do you mean? Yes, that was so
necessary. Because if I had sex with a trans woman... having sex with a biological man.
I mean,
because I'd be gay if I had sex with a biological man.
That's not gay. And I don't even care if you're doing this for like whatever, but like shut the fuck up.
Why don't you make me shut the fuck up? Because I have an opinion that differs from yours.
She's right. I mean, that's really hateful.
She's not. A trans woman is a biological man. Sue me. It's true.
From a biological woman who doesn't even have any trans friends, that was too fucking far. What? A man of God who doesn't judge a Christian. Yeah,
you know what God said? It said he made the man and women. I just told you I'm not gay. I'll pass on that. Thanks, though.
So if you already can tell, the subject was in regards to trans women being biologically men. And my belief and moral belief and scientific understanding, that is 100% accurate. Trans women are men, biologically speaking. They just wanted to be a woman because they felt uncomfortable with who they are and insecure, and I guess in their sense, and don't like the image that they portrayed that they are genetically are. So they transform, basically, like a transformer. Jokes aside, they want to portray something that they're biologically not. And so he was 100% correct in the way he said it. He was just, he didn't say it disrespectfully. He just said it as it is, scientifically. And so it's interesting enough that she reacts, right? She gets upset. She is, again, once again, doing double standards. She thinks because she has these beliefs that it's not gay, that it shouldn't be gay because they're a woman and their eyes, and she thinks... because they believe that person were to believe that they're a woman, that they are a woman. And she couldn't respect his opinion. She couldn't respect his beliefs. And so that's where it's more of a frustration for me. Because if you look outside that subject of, you know, trans and sex, like their sexuality or, you know, genetics, etc., if you look at different subjects where people are speaking religiously, there's double standards all the time. And it's like, we have to find a balance in that. It can't be one side thinks they're right the whole time while not acknowledging the other side, if that makes sense. And so I believe wholeheartedly that you should be able to respect people's opinions and disagree. If you feel like it doesn't comply to what you know and what you've understood and what you've been taught or influenced, then you can respect them, but you don't have to agree with them. And that's perfectly fine. And the way that you approach it and react to it should be just as, you know, respectful and fair to them as long as they're doing the same to you. Because you can't think that everybody around you is, you know, wrong when they don't agree with what you agree with, what you think is right. And so at the end of the day, this woman, she got upset, you know, left the table and said, I couldn't continue this conversation, et cetera, cussed at him. And he was very chill about it. You know, he didn't react. He didn't get upset. He didn't cause a scene like she did. And I respect that. Like, I respect anybody that can cool and collectively and not emotionally react to a debate or a conversation that has two different sided opinions. That's just me. I feel like if, you know, I was involved in that conversation or debate, then I would definitely have been just like him and not have been as reactive or, you know, make a scene that she did. So at the end of the day, double standards, it's just, there has to be a balance. Having double standards is just toxic. It's not right. It makes people look ignorant and foolish, in my opinion. But at the end of the day, you can't control people. You can't control their reactions. You can't control what their beliefs are, because we all have free will. So that is the end of my first episode, Double Standards. Again, you guys, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, ideas, please put them in the comments. Also help me out with this title for the podcast, what I should name my podcast moving forward. And reach out to me if you think I should talk about a certain subject that you guys see that isn't talked about enough. I'm always open ear to, you know, researching a certain subject and educating myself and then creating a podcast on what I think and what I believe and how I see it. If you notice that you have double standards, maybe that's time for self-reflection, because, you know, that's a toxic trait to have. It really is. So anyways, that's it for episode one, Double Standards. I will try to make my podcast as frequent as possible. So, I mean, at least three times a week. At least three times a week, if I can do that, with work being busy and everything. So anyways, you guys have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll see y'all in the next one. Peace.